Hey there, it's Charlie Bowen with the 1937 Flood. We first started doing this song more than 40 years ago, and since then, every configuration of the Flood has made its own version of The Dutchman. Lately, we've tried something new, adding a bit of banjo to the accompaniment. Tell us what you think about that. And don't hold back now. One thing we've learned about banjos, they're used to some fairly brutal criticism.
Well, the Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumbs jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. That's the secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. Thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the side of sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Well, the Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with the love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. Well, he watches the tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again, through unforgiving streets of tripping. Though he holds his arm, sometimes he thinks he's alone. He calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the side of sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Well, winter turns the windmills round, he tugs his muffler tighter, and they sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the chill. He sees her for a moment, calls her name, she makes the bed up, singing some old love song. Song they knew when it was very new. They hum a line or two, and sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep, Margaret blows a candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Saddle Sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that dream. Thank you.